KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky here in Atlantic. It's 40 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 74. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Police in Red Oak late Thursday night arrested a man who allegedly broke into an unoccupied vehicle. 26-year-old Cody Keene Blystone of Red Oak was arrested just after 11 p.m. in the Red Oak Hy-Vee parking lot on a charge of third-degree burglary. Officials noted Blystone has prior convictions for motor vehicle burglary, making this most recent charge a Class D felony. It was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond. A man accused of killing a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy and wounding another while escaping from jail before being recaptured in Nebraska will be coming back to Iowa to face charges. Wesley Correa Carminati agreed during a hearing in Omaha Thursday to be extradited to Iowa to face charges of murder and attempted murder, among others. Pott County Attorney Matt Wilbur says officials likely will wait until after the slain deputy's funeral on Monday to retrieve Correa Carminati. They have 10 days in which to do so. Authorities say Correa Carminati had just been sentenced to 45 years in prison on an unrelated case in Pott County when he managed to grab one of the two deputies' guns while being transferred to Council Bluffs Jail. He shot both of them and used a van to escape but was recaptured across the state border in Omaha. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Safety early this morning issued an update with regard to an officer-involved fatal shooting in northwest Iowa that took place this past weekend. Authorities say Milford police officer Jesse Haas has been identified as the officer who fired his weapon after he and another police officer from the Arnolds Park Police Department responded to a call about a domestic situation in Milford. The shooting occurred around 9 p.m. Sunday, April 30th. Officers Haas and Arnolds Park police officer grabbed the residents. Approached the residence and when a male subject inside the home, who has since been identified as 52-year-old Robert Brunner, pointed a handgun at the two officers. Shots were exchanged between Brunner and Officer Haas. Both officers retreated to safety and requested more backup. Law enforcement attempted to make contact with Brunner for several hours in efforts to resolve the situation in a peaceful manner. No contact was ever made, though. Law enforcement forced entry into the residence around midnight Sunday and located Brunner, who was deceased. Brunner was transported to the Iowa State Medical Examiner's office in Ankeny. And on Thursday, Dr. John Thompson, a pathologist with the Iowa State Medical Examiner's office, conducted a forensic autopsy. Initial results show that Brunner sustained a fatal self-inflicted gunshot wound to his head and another gunshot wound to his torso. The Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Criminal Investigation is still actively conducting their investigation, and no other details will be released at this time. Once the DCI investigation has been completed, it will be turned over to the Dickinson County Attorney's Office. The Atlantic Police Department will hold its annual summer campout for boys and girls ages 9 to 11 from June 23rd to the 25th at Lake Anita. Applications may be picked up at and turned into the Atlantic Police Department by no later than 4 p.m. Thursday, May 25th. There is a limit of 8 boys and 8 girls who will be chosen to attend the campout. All the applications will be read and chosen by officers conducting the campout and Police Chief Dave Erickson. If you'd like more information, you can call the Atlantic Police Department's administrative line after 8 a.m. during their normal business hours at 243-3512. Officials of the Creston Police Department said yesterday 24-year-old Noble Murren of Lamoni had been arrested Wednesday in Creston on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. That was on an original charge of possession of controlled substance. Murren was subsequently released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup Thursday said one person was transported to the hospital, another was treated at the scene of an accident that took place Wednesday afternoon in Percival. Astrup said 47-year-old Crystal Anderson of Hamburg was driving a 2001 Chevy Silverado pickup westbound on Highway 2. 24-year-old Hannah Baim of Elkhorn, Nebraska, was driving a 2002 Chevy Tahoe and attempting to make a left turn from 211th onto Highway 2. The sheriff says Baim's vision was blocked by a semi. When she entered the intersection, her SUV collided with Anderson's pickup. Anderson was transported to a hospital in Nebraska City by Percival Rescue. Baim was uninjured, and a passenger in her SUV was treated and released at the scene by EMS. The Iowa State Patrol and Percival and Sidney Fire and Rescue Departments assisted at the scene. Sheriff Astrup reports that Wednesday's accident was the third such injury accident to have taken place at that very same intersection since February 28th. In the funeral announcements, Evelyn Mabel Mortensen, age 101 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Evelyn Mortensen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Don Klaus, age 86, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Don Klaus will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Ruth Peppers, age 99, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Ruth Peppers will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ruth Tibben, age 93, of Anita, died April 24th at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Ruth Tibben will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. Lloyd Oakley, age 85, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Lloyd Oakley will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Gerald K., age 98, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Gerald K. will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Michelle Marie Whitemore, age 55, of Gallup, New Mexico, and formerly of the Griswold area, died April 17th in Albuquerque. A celebration of life service for Marie Moore will be on May 27th at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold, beginning at 1 p.m., followed by visitation until 3 p.m. Reconvene Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. And Andrew Andy Fredrickson, age 66, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Andy Fredrickson are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.